Take your Bibles, the book of Luke, chapter 22. Luke, chapter 22. As we continue to move our way through the book of Luke. And if you would, let's stand together, the book of Luke, chapter 22, beginning at verse 21. But behold, the hand of him that betrayeth me is with me on the table. And truly the Son of Man goeth as it was determined. But woe unto that man by whom he is betrayed. And they began to inquire among themselves which of them it was that should do this thing. And there was also a strife among them which of them should be accounted the greatest. And he said unto them, the kings of the Gentiles exercise lordship over them, and they that exercise authority upon them are called benefactors. But ye shall not be so, but he that is greatest among you, let him be as the younger, and he that is chief as he that doth serve. For whether or is greater, he that sitteth at meat or he that serveth? Is not he that sitteth at meat? But I am among you as he that serveth. Dear Heavenly Father, may we have a servant's heart. May we, Lord, desire to serve you. And may we, Lord, be found faithfully serving you when you call us home. And we ask this in Jesus' name and with thanksgiving. Amen. Thank you, and you may be seated. We'll continue reading at verse 28, Luke chapter 22 and verse 28. Ye are they which have continued with me in my temptations, and I point unto you a kingdom as my Father hath appointed unto me, that ye may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom, and sit on thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. And he said unto him, Lord, I am ready to go with thee, both into prison and to death. And he said, I tell thee, Peter, the cock shall not crow this day before that thou shalt thrice deny that thou knowest me. Back to verse 21. Last week we briefly touched on this thought of Exodus chapter, before going to Exodus chapter 20 and speaking on the seventh commandment. Jesus had partaken of his last Passover meal with his disciples. He had then instituted the Lord's Supper, which he commanded, this do in remembrance of me. The Lord's Supper is to be had so that we remember what Jesus Christ did when he came to the earth. But now comes the startling announcement that he, the Son of Man, is to be betrayed. Now his disciples are there with him at the table. They've had the Passover meal. They've had the institution of the Lord's Supper. And he says, one of you is going to betray me. And may we notice there in verse 22, but woe unto that man by whom he is betrayed. Do you notice it ends at an explanation point? There are not a lot of explanation points in the Bible. There is none after this do in remembrance of me. I would have put one there. But no, it's not. There is not one about the fact this cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for me. No, he does not put one there, but there is one here. But woe unto that man by whom he is betrayed. May I say this, Jesus Christ loved his disciples. Jesus Christ loved his followers. May I say this, he loves you and me. And you better be glad that he loves you and me. This coming Thursday, I'll be heading down to Walnut Creek, Ohio, where I will be there, and my wife is traveling with me, and we're going to be speaking at a couples retreat. And so I have been putting together material for 3 sessions. And I came across this information by Charo Swindell about taking the word love and putting a thought with each letter. And for the L, he says, when I love my wife or I love my husband, I listen when they speak. I hear their advice. I heed their warnings. I respect their concern. But folks, we need to love our mate. And we need to listen to our mate. The O means I overlook a lot of little things, like little idiosyncrasies. Do you have an idiosyncrasy? Do you put the toilet paper on wrong? There is only one way to do it. And I have been to some of your houses and I have fixed your problem. Okay. Now, my wife and I, from the very beginning, that doesn't sound like a good subject. But you know, we need to overlook those little things that make us what we are, okay? My wife overlooks the fact that I don't like peas. And there are other things that I don't like, and she says I have a comfort zone of about that big. The problem is that my wife has a comfort zone from that wall to that wall, and it bothers me sometimes, like, you could have found a lot of guys you could have loved. Where I can think of only one person I would have loved. Boy, I'm trying to get on the good side, aren't I? Yes. The V stands, I value their opinions, their tastes, their choices, and their needs. See, we need to value our loved ones. And the E says, I express it. We need to express our love. Reminds me of the story of the woman who asked her husband, do you love me? And he says, of course I love you. I told you on our wedding. She goes, that was 20 years ago. He says, nothing has changed. You know, we need to express the fact that we love our mate. And the Lord expressed his love by dying for us. He saw your need. He saw the fact that you were a sinner bound for hell. And he realized that he was the only thing that could happen to save your soul. And he was willing to die for you. Well, we find here that he says, woe unto that man by whom he is betrayed. Naturally, the disciples want to know if by chance they would do this dastardly deed, that they would betray Jesus Christ, the very Son of God. In the book of Matthew, chapter 26, verse 22, talking about this episode in their lives, each one of the disciples said, Lord, is it I? Would I do that? And finally, Judas, knowing, of course, he was the one, he says, Master, is it I? And the Lord said, thou hast said. Judas, the disciple whose surname was Iscariot. Iscariot is thought to be from the Hebrew word Ish-Kereth, meaning a man of Kereth, or southern Judah. Judas Iscariot, he was the only one of the disciples that was not a Galilean. He was from Judah, and all the rest were from Galilee. But he acted as the treasurer for the group as they travel. And please don't go home saying that the treasurer is always corrupt. Okay? Don't say that those that handle the money are wrong. I'm going to tell you this, Brother Wutke and my brother Jim, they handle our monies, and I would trust them with anything I own. And I trust them with the money of the Covenant Baptist Church. See, Judas was not that way. The Bible tells us he was a thief. And he stole. May I say this? We live in a society that has put an awful lot of, emphasis on money. Have you noticed when they talk about those people that may be running for our next president, talk about the economy? And as if that is the number one issue in our country. Folks, the number one issue in our country is not the economy. The number one issue in our country is that we have forgotten and forsaken the house of God. We have forsaken the word of God. And we have gone in other directions. The gospel represents the betrayal of Christ by Judas as a horrible, diabolical crime. Herbert Lockyer states this act of betrayal stands out as the darkest deed in human history. The word betrayal means to deliver up, and that is what Judas did. He delivered up Jesus. And yet, a dastardly action as it was overruled, for Jesus, according to Acts 2:23, where it says this, him being deceived by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, ye have taken and by wicked hands have crucified and slain. We find that it was determined, as it says there in Luke 22, verse 22, it was determined that Jesus Christ would die for you and for me. You know, the fact of the matter is, we all need a Savior. See, all of us are sinners. The Bible tells us, for all have sinned in what? Come short of the glory of God. If we are going to be in His good graces, it must be done through someone that can redeem us. And that redemption was done when Christ died on the cross for you and for me. The question is, will you accept His gift of eternal life? The Bible calls it an unspeakable gift. It is so great. Will you accept it? It was determined that Christ would die for us. Judas seems to have been a strange character. And everything about his choice and conduct is mysterious. Question, why was he chosen by Jesus to be one of the 12 when Jesus knew that he would be betrayed by Judas? It wasn't by accident that this came about. Jesus knew it was going to happen. We can only surmise in this declaration from Matthew 26:56 that the scriptures might be fulfilled. See, every one of us is being used of the Lord. But the question is, are you being used for good or for evil? And you say, well, how can I be used of evil? Because you're an example of what not to be like. But hopefully we're all being examples of what we should be like. And that we are a testimony for the Lord. But maybe the greater mystery is this, is why did Christ choose you or me to be His followers? Don't you want to be a follower of the Lord? You know, have you ever been at Lakeside Mall? You ever been to Lakeside Mall? How many of you have been to Lakeside Mall? Anybody here never been to Lakeside Mall? You've never been there? You've never been to Lakeside Mall? Never, ever? Wow. So all of you, except for Pastor Stephen, when you've been at Lakeside Mall, have you ever had somebody say, where's Sears? Or where's Penny's? Or where's Lord & Taylor? Or where's Hudson's? Well, if they ask where Hudson's is, it's gone. Now it's Macy's. But have you ever had somebody ask? And what do? Do you point them in the wrong direction just for fun? No, you tell them how to get there, right? I remember being in Tennessee and I wanted to go to a certain waterfall. And ladies, don't ever say men won't stop and ask directions. I'll always ask for directions to a waterfall. And I pulled into a Shell station there in Sparta, Tennessee. You ever been to Sparta, Tennessee? Yeah, you've been there? Okay, very good. I've been to Sparta, Tennessee. And I asked at the Shell station, I go, where is Virgin Falls? And the guy at the gas station said, I have no idea. I said, well, it's nearby. And he says, see that man just pulling in right now. Now, he just pulled in right now. He said, he'll know. So you know what I did? I went over and asked him. And you know what he did? He gave me directions to Virgin Falls. Did I find it? Yes, I did. See, there is a way into heaven. Can you tell someone how to get there? Do you know how to get into heaven? It's through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. We find that Judas' crime was predicted. Acts 1:16 says, "Men and brethren, this scripture must needs have been fulfilled, which the Holy Ghost by the mouth of David spake before concerning Judas, which was guide to them that took him."